Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stretch run, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We didn't talk a ton of Nats today, what with their matinee loss yesterday against the Angels in the time slot here on The Fan we normally occupy. If you needn't get your Nats fix and you need more Nats info, catch our DC Quick Pitch. It is brought to you by Elephant Auto Insurance. Every Monday afternoon, we post a brand new Quick Pitch. We're going to go in-depth on everything DC baseball, Major League Baseball, the latest from the clubhouse. You can find it at play.it. It's available on iTunes or on thefandc.com as well. This week, we took a deep dive on all four of the new acquisitions Mike Rizzo made at the deadline. We also broke down the Nats that are returning and talked in detail about Bryce Harper's loss for an extended period of time.
All those good things. iTunes, play.it, grantandandy.com, great place to find that content. We've brought our boss in here about Chick-fil-A. We're going to ask him about that in 1 second. Can I give you a couple things, see if I can get you fired up? Real quick, Jay Gruden at the podium, quickly, said Niles Paul has been great this training camp. Do you think they carry four tight ends?
Yes, they will carry four tight ends.
The next thing he said in a stream of just praising people, where he talked about how good Niles Paul is, he said, quote, I believe Ryan Grant does everything we ask him to do. I hope he's involved. They love Ryan Grant. Jay Gruden loves Ryan Grant.
Jay Gruden's never been more wrong about anything.
He's Mr. Consistent, Grant.
No, he's not.
Jay Gruden just said that about Ryan Grant.
Ryan Grant is Chick-fil-A. He's not open on Sunday. That guy does fine all week long. When Sunday comes and I want my chicken sandwich, he's nowhere to be found.
I like consistent, smart players, and that's what Ryan is. People might be surprised how many balls he gets.
Do you want to just keep talking while our boss is waiting, or do you want to actually do what we wanted him to come in?
I wanted you to get excited and mad and angry about Ryan Grant.
Chris Kiner, please step up to the microphone. How are you?
Grant, you're so angry.
I'm not angry. I'm fine.
Surly.
I'm just eating chicken and rice.
You look hungry.
I'm starving. You're eating pizza.
You had an entire pizza
yourself. I had an entire pizza by myself, yes.
You're trolling us with pizza.
No, I just was eating lunch. I just finished it.
Remember, though, when you said you're going to step on the scale tomorrow and be less weight than you were before you ate that pizza?
That was when I was trolling you. And I was also being correct.
Yeah. Yes. Well, what I told CK Danny, I don't know if you heard this. I said, you know about this because we played this game yesterday.
This is our new game that we play.
So I'll tell you the game in a second. But I said to CK, I said, I will pay $250 right now, this second, if I can eat both slices of that pizza from Justin's Cafe and wake up tomorrow lighter than I am right now. Because I know if I ate that pizza, I'd gain a pound and a half. That's just how it works.
Right.
Our new game, though, is we determine. We name a restaurant. You have 1 hour to go sit down and eat anything you want in that restaurant. How much money would you pay to wake up the next day weighing less? Like I said, okay, Danny, your restaurant is Joe's Stone Crab. I'm going to give you 1 hour, entire meal at your disposal. How much money do you pay? You wake up lighter than you were the day before.
$400, probably.
$400. See the game?
I love that game. It's such a good game.
But that game is called Your Life.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
You can't.
I mean, I have no hair, but other than that, it's okay.
I would trade all my hair to have your gift, which is that you don't gain weight.
I would love to have. I would trade this physique, which is not very good, by the way. Like, I don't have a good body. I'm just very skinny.
What do you look like shirtless?
Terrible. Awful. I have no muscles.
Do you have a gut?
I'm very hairy. It's awful. A little bit of a gut, a little bit of a beer gut. But you have great hair. Both of you guys have good beards. I can't do either. Sure. I can't even grow a beard.
Okay, but let's get real for a second. You have to choose. You can either have hair and a beard, and you can choose anyone's hair and anyone's beard.
Yes, hair and a beard.
Okay, weight. Or if you have those, then you're like us where all the food decisions you make matter. It's not this I can't get over 180 thing that you live with. It's you could be 230 in 3 months.
Or a week. I don't know if I could do that. Yeah, Danny could do it on vacation. I almost did it this past week.
If you give him 10 days, he could gain 40. So which would you choose?
I don't know. It's a tough decision. I mean, I guess I would choose to be myself, but because I don't know anything else. So I guess so.
I would choose to be yourself, too. I would trade my hair and beard in a second to be able to, Danny, to eat whatever you want.
You know how
and
terrible
not get
I look clean shaven? You know how weird I look with my stupid haircut that I don't know what to say to the barber?
We all know how weird you look clean shaven.
Actually, do me a favor. Pull up the video you pulled up earlier so I can get an on-air reaction. But before we get there, The question we wanted to ask you was, and find that while I want to see CK's on-air reaction to this video of Danny. Danny pulled up a video, didn't realize what he looked like in it to show me from several years ago in 2010 when he got married. Not only is he just, you know, old doughy Danny, which is my favorite kind of Danny, mm-hmm. he has a mustache.
Oh, God.
The worst look I've ever seen in my life.
The mustache was because I did a charity show for Movember,
yeah.
Which instead of Manuary, it's the less popular version of Manuary, but it's to raise awareness for prostate cancer. So everybody rolls to the event in a mustache. So we shot this video right after that. It's why I, of course, look terrible. In addition to my normal terrible look, I look extra terrible.
But he shot a video to send out as a save the date to like all of his friends, family, and everything after that event with this mustache still. Which tells me there was a little bit of him that liked that he had the mustache.
Well, because he gets attention for it.
He looks like Favre in Super Troopers.
You know that he does that just to get attention. He'll, like, shave just to get the attention.
I think there's a great chance that that's true. Yeah. Danny, are you going to confirm or deny that?
I wasn't listening. I was trying to find the video for you.
Have you found it?
Not yet. There
well,
we go.
This isn't going well. Okay, so here's the point. Do we have to go downstairs?
Yes,
tonight?
You do.
1 out of 100, if we don't go, like, how much trouble are we in?
You're in a decent amount of trouble. Yeah, you need to go. You're here.
What if
there's no excuse?
What if
you're not like
a
on
meeting?
A plane?
What if we have a meeting?
A show
I know
meeting. You don't. I know you don't.
Well, me and Danny were talking about having a meeting with Dar.
But the thing is that you guys discussed this on the air and I was listening. So I know that you can't, that but you have nothing going on.
This isn't a joke though. Dar had talked to the guys over at the Big Stick and they wanted us to come over to have a meeting about the Grant and Danny burger.
No, you cannot do that.
They said today was probably their best day.
No. No, you guys can't even eat that burger. How appropriate.
They shouldn't even be able to have it on the menu. It should be like a piece of lettuce.
We have
bread.
A meeting over at the site of the new Kava that they're building. They want to do something with us.
Nope. See you downstairs at 2 o'clock.
Is this?
It's a short meeting.
You're
it's
not
only
going.
It only took an hour. No, I won't, but I'll check your attendance. It only took an hour and 55 minutes this morning.
Outrageous.
Would you actually be Rick if we didn't go?
I would.
Would you text us and be like, that was not cool? Or
I'm Rick at the people that did not go today. Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Are there more people that didn't go?
There might be a few.
Do any of them host shows on our station?
I'm not going to
get into
that.
Can I ask you a question? Has anyone who hosts a show on our station gone?
Two people could not attend. One was out of town and one was had a flight that was previously booked. So those people were given a pass.
Special permission.
What about people that have a business meeting?
There were no people like that.
What if me and Danny had one?
You do not.
Okay.
Is it appropriate, if I do have to go, for me to stand up at the beginning and say, if anyone asks a question, I'll punch you in the nose?
Well, I wouldn't threaten violence, but you are correct that no one should ever ask any questions. And particularly people should not ask 5 questions like happened this morning.
And he already told me AJ was not in his earlier today.
He's going to ask so many questions about himself. He's going to weave personal yarns about experiences he had years ago.
Did you find yourself with the mustache?
I did, yes.
Please show it to CK.
All right, here we go.
We can go out on this note.
This is a video. I'll keep the sound off, obviously, because we're in a
while radio, you're doing that.
This is our Save the Date video that we shot in 2009, I want to say.
This drive around the league is brought to you by your local Honda dealer. Get a free, great feeling when you step into your new Honda at your local Honda dealer. Don't settle for less than a Honda. The Nats out west in San Diego taking on the Padres. Steven Strasburg expected to return to the rotation as they continue to run away with the National League East. Have you been seen yet on this video?
It's coming up right now. Thanks to Luke Thomas for joining us earlier on in the show. He was a lot of fun. And thanks to Craig Hoffman as well.
GrantandDanny.com/audio. Look at Danny.
What is it? Why did your wife allow that? That's a disaster.
He looks so
what are you doing?
Terrible.
Just loves me for me.
That's a save the date for the rest of his life that people are going to be seeing. And look at how awful he looks.
Oh, gosh.
That's bad. I hope you're happy.
I'm going to post a picture of it. Is that cool?
Yeah, because I'm going to post all your engagement photos, including the outtakes. So this went from something that was fun to something that turned a little bit mean. And the fact that you've now soured on it. I didn't have to show this to you. I was nice. I'm not going to be nice anymore.
I'm gonna post a picture at Grant H. Paulson of Danny with his mustache.
I've seen embarrassing pictures of Grant, by the way. We could go there.
We have plenty.
We don't have time, though.
You know what?
We have plenty.
I own them. Post them. That's fine. GrantandDanny.com/audio.
See you tomorrow.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.